Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Three after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, little Eric, bringing this back, Mr. Clapton. That is, I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I am the Small Business Advocate. Sometimes I forget. You know, I'm old. I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend Mike Thomas, the CEO of Isonia Limited, and that's isoniamed.com is the website. Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, you did a great job of helping us understand the marriage of the convergence of mobile technology and medical treatment, medical help for folks. And so I'm just thinking that I was in an app, I was in a mobile company's shop the other day buying a new phone. And I looked over in the corner, and there were like 15 people sitting in rows of chairs, and a young person was teaching them a class. And I said, "What's going on over there?" And they said, "Oh, that's a smartphone class." And I looked again, and I realized that all these people had gray hair. I mean, a lot of gray hair. So it made sense, right? That the older folks would need some help with mobile phones. So I'm imagining though that if smartphones the older generation, if they can get an app on a smartphone to help them with their ills, with their pains and their surgeries and all that stuff that older folks like to talk about, they may start buying smartphones. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. There was just a study that was published just recently saying that 73% of U.S. adults that have smartphones don't go more than an hour without checking it. So you can imagine once senior citizens really get hooked on it, I mean, they're going to end up having, a really good tool that's with them.
Absolutely. Especially if it will help them with things like their heart and their diabetes and things
Absolutely.
Like that. So tell us about, let's bore into it to something I know that's real close to what you do. And tell us how many people in America have asthma.
So 25 million have it.
My grandson, I have a grandson who has it somewhat. We think he's going to grow out of it, and young kids do sometimes,
yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah, they do. And it's a challenging disease because even if you have mild asthma, one attack can actually be life-threatening. So you don't actually have to have severe asthma to be in danger. So it's and obviously everybody likes to breathe, so breathing is a good thing.
It's one of those things that's important, yeah.
Absolutely.
So what have you guys done?
So we've developed, we've basically taken our core medical device and turned it into an asthma monitoring technology.
What's your core medical device?
It's called the wheezometer.
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 Plenty intuitive there, right?
That's right. Exactly. And what it basically does is it detects and measures wheeze. And that's the primary symptom for asthma. And what we've done is we're making it into a Bluetooth sensor that can transmit to your smartphone. And we've built some apps that will be able to gather the information and tie it in with pollen count, weather, temperature, GPS.
Because so you pull in, you aggregate the ambient conditions, environmental conditions in the environment of the user.
Yes.
And compute that into some kind of calculus that with the response from the patient gives you some kind of a result.
That's right. It gives context to your asthma attacks because ultimately what you want to be able to do is try to figure out what's cause and effect, really. What's causing you to have these asthma attacks?
Does it work?
How can you prevent it? Yeah, it works.
Are you selling it?
Well, no. We're going to be launching it in Australia in September.
What, America's not good enough for you?
No, the regulatory environment.
Oh, yeah, there it is, folks.
It's very challenging.
There's
so
the rub. There's the wheeze, ladies and gentlemen.
If it doesn't happen in America, it doesn't happen anywhere. But
right.
it's basically Australia first in September, then the United States in January.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then
so have you? Is it FDA approved yet?
Our first generation products, the Wheezometer, are already FDA approved. We're in the process of getting FDA clearance. The reason for AirSonia, which is the wireless device, and the reason why we have to go through the FDA again is because we're going to do it direct to consumer this time.
Right.
So our first generation products are by prescription.
So it's going to be over the counter.
Exactly.
So I just buy an app from you, literally?
Well, you'll actually be able to just buy the device from us, just like you would on Amazon.
Oh, the device. So it's not on my smartphone.
Well, we do have an app on the smartphone called AsthmaSense. And so we developed these apps to help you monitor asthma. But that's only a part of the
whole story. Because the smartphone really doesn't give you the sensor ability. That's what I was having a hard time with.
That's correct.
Yeah, so the smartphone, you can wheeze into that piece of plastic all you want. It's not going to help you.
That's exactly right.
So the smartphone can give you information, maybe. But you need the Wheezometer. How big is this thing?
It's about 4 inches long and about an inch thick.
Yeah.
And
so it's about like a smartphone.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bigger. And so this is something you buy over the counter and maybe save your life.
That's exactly right.
And is there anybody ever done anything like this before?
No, this is completely innovative. There hasn't been any over-the-counter innovation in asthma monitoring in 60 years.
This is a small business entrepreneurial invention story here, folks.
Yes, it is.
That's the kind of stuff we like covering here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Give us the website again, Mike.
It's isoniamed.com.
All right. Hey, Mike, will you come back and keep us posted on how things are going?
Will do. Thank you.
Please keep us up to date on how you're doing over there. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you very much.
And down under, I should say. Mike Thomas, ladies and gentlemen, with Isonia Limited. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.